on 88.7 FM. I guess we don't.
As 2020 draws to a close, please take a moment to think about how much you listened to and relied on KRVS and make a tax-deductible contribution today. Your gift will allow us to continue making the creative programming you love. On behalf of the staff of KRVS, thank you for your appreciation and support for KRVS this year. We look forward to serving you in 2021. Please make your gift today online at krvs.org.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Yeah, we're back at 11:01 in the last hour for Zydeco Sopasale in 2020. And so we're going to come back later on and we're going to tell you how good 20 and 21 should be. So you stay tuned right here. And let's play something by Chris.
Who?
This Chris Ardoin. We just played something, but there's one good selection. I got that La Louisiana. I got that covered.
You
I
like it?
Oh, yeah.
That's and what is his brother name?
Who's that? The one?
I can't think
of it. The one that never talks?
Yeah, the one that don't talk. The one that's always quiet no matter where you see him.
Yeah.
If there's music playing, he just sit at a table. Don't go.
Don't say nothing.
Then you gotta go to the mic. You got to force him to talk.
Yeah, but don't. If you go to him, all that while he's sitting down quietly, but don't go to him and ask him a question. Because then, you couldn't get away.
What you trying to say? He talk a lot?
Yeah, after that. But if you don't ask him no question, he'll just sit quietly.
You don't say nothing.
And he just rubbed his hands.
He would not.
He just rubbed his hands.
You got to ask him to talk.
Yes.
That's the only way. You got to ask him to talk.
That's the only way you can get him to talk.
Really?
Yeah. Other than that.
Every time I see him, somebody.
His name is Sean.
Sean, that's right.
That's right. I'm trying to think of his name.
Sean. Sean Ardoin. That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's his name.
That's who it is, yeah.
Yeah, Sean Ardoin.
But how is he doing anyway, though?
Well, from
you
what
haven't heard
I had
much
to come
him?
Back and tell you about that. Something happened to him.
Yeah. Oh, something happened to him.
Yeah, okay. So I had to come back and tell you.
Well,
what
you know, that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes things just don't go your way sometimes. So we had to come back we're going to have to revisit
all over again.
Yeah, and see what is going on with him.
Yeah. But I would think the man, the kind of person he is, I got to give it to him. He's going to be all right.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
And, you know, because, you know, when he doesn't talk.
You think?
Yeah.
A man can talk like him, going to be all right.
No,
he can get out of anything, huh?
No, he doesn't talk unless you ask him a question.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. All right. What you playing?
Chris Ardoin, La Louisiana. Then we're going to come back and play something by Sean later on in the program.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's do it right now. Let's go.
My cop, they don't love me no more. So I gotta leave La Louisiana. If I leave La Louisiana, I vow never to return unless my love calls again. We'll be right back.
to tell her that I'm sorry. So I got to go back to Louisiana to lay in my grave so I can be with her again.
There was something by Chris Ardwin called La Louisiane and, in Melbourne.
Yes, sir.
And what is your, what is going to be your New Year's resolution, though? That's the thing.
Well,
don't give me that. Don't give me that. Well, no.
I'm not doing no New Year's resolution. I did one last year. It didn't happen. So I'm not going to do one this year. And maybe it's going to happen.
Well, you know, you got to have one.
One. What's your...
Well, I'm thinking about it right now.
Oh.
But it's going to be a good one.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
I think this time it really is going to make a change in my life.
Ooh. And that sounds like something so serious.
Well, I'm going to do something serious. But
okay.
But that's my New Year's resolution.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's how it's going to work.
Yeah, well, people start thinking about their New Year's resolution. We'll come back next Saturday. Tell us what your New Year's resolution is going to be.
No, you got to start it before that time, you see, because
no.
you can't come back and say, well, look, okay,
you
got to say it now.
No.
You got to say
you
it now.
You can say it, you don't know until New Year's. Because things could change before the new year, you know how things.
So
you got to have to wait. So we come back on January the 2nd, so that'd be a good time. So what is it that you're going to do this year that you should have done last year?
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
you know, I know everybody got a New Year's resolution. I know Curtis, St. Mary, I know you got a New Year's resolution. I'm sure it's very
interesting.
Yeah, interesting with what he's going to have as a New Year's resolution. You know, some people need a New Year's resolution.
Well, if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, is that you're going to have to commit yourself.
Yeah, and don't make it too complicated.
No.
Keep it simple.
They're very simple.
Keep it simple.
That's only, but you're going to have to live up to it.
You got to. Bow Down Club, if you haven't been speaking when you walk in your house, that'd be a good one. That's simple. Hey, honey, how you doing? Honey.
And no response.
But you got to now you see, with your New Year's resolution, you got to have another plan. You can't have, because you can't, then what you going to do when she don't respond? Then you got some more stuff to think
and
about.
And two. Another thing.
What?
If she tells you to do something or is happy, don't say, I know. Please don't do that.
No, just.
Just say, yes, honey, I will attempt to do it.
Oh, that's a bad word. The best thing to do, go do it right away. That's the best thing.
Okay. But don't say,
yes,
I know.
That's the best thing to do.
Please don't. Do that.
Go do it right away.
Because if you do that, what?
Yep. Go right away. Did you lock the door? Go lock the door right away. Don't waste.
Right.
Don't think.
Did you lock the door? Well.
You're in trouble right there. You lost the case.
You know you're supposed to do that.
No.
Well, I know. But don't say that.
No, just get up, go lock the door. Even if you locked it, go lock it again. Everything will work out well.
Did you lock the car? Well, I know why. No, don't do that. Just go lock.
Go lock the car. Get up and go lock the car. Things gonna be much easier.
That's how you're supposed to do that. And at work.
But the main one's gonna be. Hello, honey. No response.
Anyway, let's play something by Mike Broussard.
Very good.
Mike Broussard says something about live at the Gold Casino, whatever they call that place up there.
Okay.
At Black Gold's Casino.
Black Gold Casino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wants to play in Lewisburg Two Step. That's what he wants to
play. Lewisburg Two Step.
So we're gonna let him play that one.
Play Lewisburg Two Step.
Okay. It is 11 past, and here we go.
Did you talk about Don and Charles and
no
Dustin?
Oh, by the way, too, and I don't know the exact time, and I wish Dustin would call. They're gonna have a groundbreaking over at Holy Rosary on the 29th.
Tuesday.
Yeah, which is Tuesday.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, good,
You said 10.
Yeah, because I missed it when he said it on the radio this past Saturday, because he and Don were acting, rather
obnoxious.
Yes, and I couldn't get it, but anyway, it's till 10 o'clock.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, okay.
It could be something like
that. So it's going to be.
Call me, remind me, because.
It's going to be nice, though, that it's finally something, and I have to congratulate him on the serious side, congratulate him and commend him for his effort in trying to do something with that Holy Rosary Institute. That place has contributed so much to Lafayette and the entire state and the United States as well. The graduates, people and students who have attended there, including my mother, who was a boarder there.
Oh, really?
And so Melvin, we got to go back to what have you done? And what have, when you talk about things that are not being done, but what have you done in order to be able to continue to support the legacy and the history of this part? And support it. Holy Rosary could have been a very strong institution right now. It could have been.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But anyway, Dustin, I commend you for your effort. And I know he's going to talk about me tomorrow.
Not Dustin.
Yeah. But anyway, I commend you for what you're doing. Let's play Mike Broussard and we'll come
back. Let's do Mike.
And we're going to talk. We'll say hello to them later on. We'll be right back. in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We are in trouble. But let's dance to it in the meantime. Go ahead, Buck.
I'm sitting here wondering about all the trouble I have. Look here. My wife done left me as far as I can see. I don't know what else can happen to a poor man like me. I want to know why. Oh, why? Trouble just follow me. Yes, I want to know. Look at here. I'm down and out. I'm busted. Don't even have a cent. Went down to unemployment. They said they called me, but they don't know when. Now, won't somebody help me? Please tell me what to do. I'm in a bad, bad situation. I just got to get through. Trouble just follow me. Well, I wanna know. Ow! Trouble. Tell me. Wait a minute here. My wife done left me as far as I can see. I don't know what else can happen. A poor man like me. Now won't somebody help me? Please tell me what to do. I'm in a bad situation. I just got to get through. I wanna know why. Whoa, why? Trouble just follow me. But I wanna know. Trouble. The trouble.
Trailer park in front of the club over there. Just got the initials, but I figured it out. He's Terry in the bedroom. Terry Zydeco in the bedroom. TZCB. Try to be slick and hide, but he can't. Yeah. Trying to hide. He can't hide.
No, you can't hide.
Can't hide. Terry.
Go ahead, Terry.
Oval los ojos la valle, chimpia gromio. Oval los ojos big madam, si madam canan como. Y chimpia gromio, me saqué de tan pecanal, saqué de tan pecanal. Oval los ojos la valle. madam, si madam kanan homo, iji piang Romeo, sakite tam peganai, i sakite tam peganai, walo do la baye.
With 24 pass, Coral Day. I think it's Mamsu. That's the Dragon CD. Thank you. All right, it was something by Coral Today, and it was supposed to bring some brand new stuff, but he couldn't make it today.
He couldn't make it.
And also, yes. I just want to apologize to Dwayne Dupsey because his CD cracked, and I was unable to play any of his selections. So if you can send me another CD, I would certainly appreciate it. And I have to apologize for being a little destructive, I suppose. And his CD broke.
Girl, I mean, it's hard for it not to break when you walk on it. I don't think it's...
No, I didn't walk on it, but it was in the way.
Okay. You tried to jump over it, but you didn't make it.
I couldn't. I can't. Now, there's one thing about it. I can't jump anymore.
Sure you can. Oh, you can.
No, I tried.
No, that's you voluntarily trying.
Yeah.
But I bet you something scare you. You're going to jump.
I might not go far.
You ain't going to go far. You ain't going far.
And to run.
Run.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know. It must be the weather make us stiff.
I don't know about being stiff. I tell you what, it's just not. It's in three states.
Hey, no, it's rien comme ça.
Oh, yeah.
La vieille, yes.
La vieille, yes.
Et dans l'hiver, c'est plus vieux. Et dans l'été, t'es meilleur. Et dans l'hiver, t'es tibrin plus frais.
Tu peux charger red à ce
oui.
Man, c'est red. And anyway, Jonas Bro called this morning, and he said he was wishing us a happy new year.
Yep. Well,
and we had also, someone had called, the daughter of Beulah G. Broussard called, uh-huh. and wanted to wish her mother. Of course, her mother passed away on December the 6th.
Really?
But it would have been her birthday today.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so she wanted to hear something by Cliff.
Okay.
Because they used to go to the Blue Angel Club, her parents.
Do all that
yeah. yeah. And it party down at the Blue Angel Club. Now, that was a place.
It was all fun.
All fun. And Joe Couscous was the waiter.
Joe Couscous.
And Joe Couscous used to walk around with his tray on his head. You know, the tray that he would serve. He put it on his head and walk across that floor and dance while he was doing it. Now, how did he ever balance this? I don't know. But Joe Couscous, he and I went to school, at elementary school together.
Okay.
And
I think you could do it.
I could barely hold it with my hand.
It's a head. A problem with my hand.
It's the same. Joe Couscous.
That's a
why
name.
Why are we calling him Joe Couscous? I'm going to have to ask my cousin Pickle. He might remember call him Joe Couscous.
Couscous.
You know. Mm. And they had then they had another guy by the name of Too Good.
Too Good.
Yeah, Too Good. But they didn't mean it that way, like we say, Too Good.
Yeah.
No, it was Too Good.
Too Good.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Okay.
But Too Good had...
Too Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, all right.
But we had some names. But Joe Couscous, now the Blue Angel Club had a hole in the floor from wearing out dancing.
Uh-huh.
And the owner, instead of fixing the floor, he just nailed a number 10 tub over the hole.
And
there was a place for them to sit then. And of course Joe Couscous would get on the tub and dance.
Whoa.
But you could see over the club.
Yeah.
See over the crowd that was dancing. And Cliff played at that place. I saw Cliff play twice. I went there twice. I think it's twice that I remember going there. And the crowd on a Monday. On a Monday night.
Oh, yeah, party.
Yeah. It was party down there in Cliff at the Blue Angel Club.
That was his off night.
That's right. It was his off night. And people from around the and white and black,
mm-hmm.
white and black, that would come in and party
enjoy
down.
Life.
Enjoy the life. And how it was just so peaceful. And when he'd play sometimes, and of course all his lady friends were there, they had one particular one, don't go ask her to dance.
You get a no out of that one. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, nope.
Go get you an embarrassment.
He would say, while he's playing. And he moves his hand and say, no, no, no. Pepper's up.
Okay, Dave. Go ahead. Control.
Pepper. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, sure. Want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley. We had a good Christmas, nice and quiet and everything, and then we're getting ready for New Year.
That's right.
See what's going to happen in New Year.
That's what we're saying, too.
Black eyed peas and greens.
Yeah, I say good morning to my boys, John and Joey, and, of course, and my wife, Marley. Good morning to you. Joey was still sleeping when I left this morning, and, of course, Reese had
When is he leaving?
He's leaving this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And Reese had made his way into Joey's room.
Oh, really?
But, you know, the boys have that room still there.
Right.
And it's a sad, you know, we got everything hooked up, television.
Yeah, so when they come, they're ready to go.
And all we do, we go there and we just look and say everything is all in the order that they have. And they have a little bit of some of that clothes that's
Reese
still
was
there.
Happy?
Oh, Reese was so happy. You know, because it's a mother.
I know. He just look at me. I just pick at me. Just look.
Yeah. And Reese. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Reese is my chocolate poodle and a little chocolate miniature poodle. And he's just as spoiled as you can be. And, of course, you know, JB spoiled him. And he doesn't eat in his bowl. He eats out of our hand.
Oh, Lord, that's bar. Speaking of JB, your cousin, where is he?
JB is right in Jennings.
In Jennings.
But he travels quite a bit. He's one of them traveling doctors.
Okay.
And radiologists.
Okay.
And he's all over the place.
Okay. I just went ahead and heard from him.
Yeah, but he's, you don't want to ask him for him.
All right.
But anyway, Jerry and all the rest of them, and we're going to say hello to my cousin also, Pickle. And Shirley and Charles and Kennedy and all them folks around this area, Yo, out of there. We haven't seen Yo for a while. You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we've got Barbara Ann. Good morning. Thanks for the call, Barbara Ann. And wish you and your family a happy new year. Everybody, actually, all of my kinfolks. And my brother, Edward. And sisters. Let me name them here. Monica, starting from the youngest one. Put, Tope, and Dello. And Mako.
Wait a minute.
I must have missed one someplace.
Uh-oh.
Those are all of my kinfolks, by the way. Not my kinfolks, but my siblings. And did I miss one? No, I don't think I did.
You got them all.
Yeah, I got them all. I got them all there. Anyway, let's play something about Cliff that's Party Down, okay? We're just going to party down.
We're going to party.
Party. Marie, you and George, y'all party down. Candace, watch them.
Bring it on down. The party going on. The party going on. The party all night long.
clean up this mess, stop fooling around. Now why didn't you tell me you needed this space? Now I lost another pretty face. Now why didn't you tell me you needed this space? Now I lost another pretty face.
Carrying another pretty face. That's what he's talking about on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's sun shining outside, I believe, and it's not really that cold. And so we just want to say thank you and wishing all of you a very happy, merry, and prosperous new year. Coming up is something by one of my favorite, of course, by Lil Nate, and also going out for my good buddy over there in Crowley. Here we go with something, and you know what that is. Here we go.
It's one. Now, I'm Zadie Kwesi Shad.
Now get Cindy and come on and get up and dance.
I'm going to take your old time.
Go ahead, Robert. Flavor. That's gone out also for my wife. Good morning to you shine again. Thanks for everything.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to take you with me. Hey, it's one. Can't forget the roots of Zadiko, no. Do it! I went out Friday night. I went to the Zadiko. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't want to come home. Now when I got back, Cartel was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She trying to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, to her. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. In the club, she looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put a piece in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said, I'm ducking my head, cause Cartel passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. No more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, Cartel. Hey, Horace. Do it, y'all.
time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm gonna take it way back. Hey, to her. Old time. Yeah, man, do it. Take it way back. Put a new school for you. Hey, Horace.
Hey, Horace. And Big Buddha Judy coming up, of course. And then everything's going to be all right. But right. Before we play Big Buddha Judy,
okay,
we got to wish everybody a very happy and prosperous new year.
Yeah.
Beginning of a new year. And.
Yeah, 2021. Moving right along.
That's right.
And hopefully everybody have a
great
holiday and be safe.
Yeah.
And we're still wearing masks in 2021. Still doing that. And hopefully we see a big improvement in that area. Cause we can't take it. Time to stop it.
Well, now from what I can gather, it's another strain that's being developed now. It's coming out over there. Now, but of course, the vaccine...
It'll be like the flu and the cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
And we hope that everything's going to be okay with people. But they're predicting 500,000 people will by February, I think. That's a lot of
But, yep.
But Melvin, I hope you have a nice and your family.
Same to you. Good
New Year. And Don... Charles and Dustin,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yep.
You. And Charles, give me a call. I have a suggestion to you. And also, Reggie, I have a suggestion or a recommendation to you, but I'm not going to say it on the air. But I would just give me a call, and I'll tell you what my suggestion would be.
Don't call too soon.
they can call Reggie, the new marshal. Give me a call, and I'll see you on the 29th at 10 o'clock at Holy Rosary. The groundbreaking will be done at that time. So I'll be there. Help celebrate and support. Robin?
Yes, sir.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Big Buddha Judy.
Yeah, we're coming. Say Happy New Year to the hood this morning, Kevin and Joy and Ronnie and Woody and Mr. Sam in the back and Leon. Want to just wish everybody, Christopher, want to wish everybody a Happy New Year next year, and hopefully we have a better year 2021. We didn't have a bad year as far as getting together and enjoying ourselves, and let's continue to be safe in the things that we do, but we do have a good time when we're together, and we really appreciate being in the group and making things happen. And Jay, same to you. Happy New Year to you. This is all the neighborhood. And to all my nephews, Happy New Year to all of you. And the nieces, Happy New Year's to you. And hopefully we all have a great New Year next year, and maybe we'll be able to get together next year.
I'm so glad.
You know, a lot of people couldn't get together, and we were part of that. We couldn't be together because we were being safe and loving one another. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yep. Leon, Happy New Year to you, too. Karen and Curtis up in Texas this morning. Want to wish you guys a happy New Year, and hopefully everything goes well for you. And for Thelma, Happy New Year to you. Hopefully everything goes well, and you have a great 2021. So we'll see you guys on the other side on 2021. Have a happy New Year, and we'll see you guys again next Saturday.
I want to wish my family, too, a very happy and prosperous New Year. But think about the good things about 20. And there were some good things that happened in 20.
Absolutely. Bonding.
Think about the good side of it.
A lot of bonding there.
That's right. And that's what enabled us to be able to do that. And so let's look at the positive side and take from there and build a better 2021. And I believe that we have a good future ahead of us. All we had to do is just work together. And back the person. Don't tear them down.
Yep. And do something special to help somebody.
Do something positive. And your students who are coming back to school, please, parents, talk to them.
Y'all don't go back until February.
January 4th, yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I heard February, I'll go back. But anyway, we'll get you more information as we get it.
Yeah. But we're going to go out with Jude Taylor. Jude Taylor says everything's going to
be
all right.
Go, Jude.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, Jude.
Yeah, Jude. You're closing out the program of 2020. And so it's quite fitting for you to do so because you're the old man in the group now.
He's the leader, huh?
That's right.
He's
the leader.
All right.
You know what? A lot of people going around wondering if we're going to make it. But you know what? I got a little something I want to tell them because I know one thing. Everything's going to be all right. We had our share of ups and we had our share of downs. No matter how hard the road seemed to get, we found our way around. We've seen a lot of hard times and a lot of gray skies too. But baby, there's nothing in this world I'd love more than being here with you. Baby, I thought I'd let you know that everything is gonna be alright. This I know. I said, I know it's gonna be alright. Lord have mercy, this I know. You know, some people going around telling lies, trying to ruin relationships, because they don't have no life of their own. But you know what, baby? I got a little something I want to tell you. Go something like this. Some people say we wouldn't make it. Some people say we wouldn't make it through the storm. They did all they could to tear us apart. But look at us now, we still standing strong. Baby, I thought I'd let you know that everything is gonna be alright. This I know. I said I know it's gonna be alright. Lord have mercy, this I know.
Tune in
Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. for Encore with me, your host, Megan Constantin.
This week, Louisiana Eats remembers K-Paul's Louisiana Kitchen, where Paul Prudhomme introduced Cajun and Creole food to the world.
Paul said to us, "It's very seldom you get to be part of something that makes a difference." And he said, "We've made a difference."
Memories of K-Paul's on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesdays at 1 and Saturdays at 4 on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake